Having said that, as far as the calendar is concerned, the specific cycle of the moon, so the time for beginning Kiddush Levana would either be, according to one's minhag, either from day 3 from the Maalid or day 7 from the Maalid. That as far as the cycle of the moon is concerned, but there are a few other factors to keep in mind when determining the best time for Kiddush Levana. And those specifically, the two most prominent ones are one of Berayv Am and one of Matzei Shabbos. So first of all, the one of Berayv Am. There's a concept that whenever we do a mitzvah, there's a concept of Berayv Am, Hadras Melech, the glory for Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you have a whole group coming together, and one person does something, so okay, it's my singular opinion, I'm going ahead and doing something. We have a group, it's not just my opinion, it's a whole movement. Now, because of that, if somebody has the opportunity to do Kiddush Levana by himself, Mikar, then there's no question whatsoever, go ahead and do Kiddush Levana. But there's a better way to do it, and that is Berayv Am, to do it with a tzibur. What exactly is Berayv Am? Mishru and Birlocha seem to lean to the Paiskim that say that Berayv Am is accomplished with three people. That means two of them. Rashi Feinstein points out in Chuvas that two is certainly better than one, and five may be better than four, and six better than five. But the specific requirement of Berayv Am is met at three, not at 10, but at 3. Now, 10 may have its own benefits, certainly is a greater level of Kedusha. As well, the Pais can point out, you'll achieve that you can say Kaddish after Kiddush Levana, which is a tremendous benefit. But the unique element of Berayv Am is achieved at 3. And therefore, even when we talk about waiting for Berayv Am, we're talking about waiting for 3. If you have 3, we're not discussing waiting for 10. That would not be, according to Mishru, that would not be a reason to wait the Chalal to have more than 3 once you have 3. That's as far as the concept of waiting for Berayv Am, the concept of waiting for Matzei Shabbos. So, Masechta Seferim says, that the correct time to make Kaddish Levana is Berayv Am. The correct time is Matzei Shabbos. At a time, Kishum Mevusam. So the concept called Mevusam. The question, what exactly does this mean? Literally, Mevusam means fragrant. But can be tied to not only in a literal sense, more in Abderach Remez, Abderach Mashal, more of a concept. Either it could be referring to the moon, it could be referring to the person. The person should be in a state of Mevusam, means he should be in more of a Bekavadik estate. He should come across in more of a Bekavadik honorable manner. And the Paiskim seem to go with this track. The Maila of Matzei Shabbos is that you're dressed appropriately in Big Day Shabbos. Why not Shabbos at a separate point? But you're coming to Matzei Shabbos, you come dressed properly like a mensch. During the week, people, you know, they're dressed however they're dressed. Big Day Shabbos, you're still wearing Matzei Shabbos. And therefore, when you go out to Mekadesh Matzei Shabbos, you have this benefit of Mevusim when you're Mekadesh to Levana. Now, it's interesting. If it was only an element of going ahead and being dressed properly, so the Paiskim didn't have to say that there's a Maila to Matzei Shabbos. They could just say, whenever you do Kiddush Levana, go out and get dressed properly. The Ramah goes so far as to say that do it Matzei Shabbos, and if you can't do it Matzei Shabbos and do it during the week, then you should get dressed properly and befittingly when you go out during the week. He puts that as a b'di'evet. So clearly there's something to Matzei Shabbos beyond this element. The clear reason given is this, but clearly something else beyond that is a ma'ala of Matzei Shabbos. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah cites the Magen Avraham, who quotes the Magen Yesharim, as the Magen having told the Beis Yosef, there's a siman shemaim every chodesh. If the Anodmer Mechase, if you take it very literally, the exact words, he says that the Maggid told the Beis Yosef that you'll stoik v'tishkach, you can look at yourself every single month and you'll see that the Anonim cover up the Levana. Matzei Shabbos is a Simon Ra for that month. And if you have the opportunity to go ahead and Mekadesh the Levana, he's not discussing whether or not you did it. It's really a question of opportunity because Baruch Hu gives you the opportunity on Matzei Shabbos to the Simon Toiv v'aisei chadish, and he says, stoik v'tishkach, you'll see it for yourself. So something unique about Matzei Shabbos. Okay, so we have these two elements, Rav Am and Matzei Shabbos. So what do? When do you wait? When don't you wait? The Ramah lays out as follows. He says you never wait beyond Yud L'Chadish. That means, let's say Matzei Shabbos would fall out on the 10th day of the month. So how many nights do you have left to Mekadesh Levana? The Ramah says if you have 5 nights left, that means, let's just say, worst case scenario, you wait till Matzei Shabbos, or you wait till Berayv Am, for whatever reason, you have Berayv Am on day 10. That being the case, if you'd wait till that, what would happen that night if it would be cloudy? So you only have 5 more nights, a total of 5 nights, to worry about potentially Mekayim Kiddush Levana. That's the most we'll give you. If Matzei Shabbos would fall out on, let's say, Yud Beis L'Chodesh, so waiting till Matzei Shabbos would only leave you with 3 nights or 4 nights to go, that the Ramah says is a risk we don't want to take. So we're not going to go ahead and wait for a better opportunity because that doing so would be a gamble on potentially losing Kiddush Levana. So generally the Ramah's rule is, if you have 5 nights left, if waiting would still give you 5 nights, inclusive Matzei Shabbos, and that would give you 5 nights left, then you're okay. If waiting would give you less than 5 nights, you don't wait. Now it's important to point out, the minhag of the Vilna Gaon and many others was not to wait at all, because the basic broader machlokes, if you had the opportunity to do a mitzvah bezrizos right now, it's here, the opportunity is here, and I can chap the mitzvah right now, or I could wait to do it in a better way, with more hiddur, and a better eifin, something like that. Is it better to seize the moment, or is it better to wait till later, which is not bezrizos, but I'll do it in a better eifin. So here we're opting to wait. We're generally opting to wait as long as you don't wait past the 10th, but the many paiskim held not like this, and they held you should go earlier. The nafkamina is, Mr. Brewer points out, that somebody who feels that in his specific scenario, let's say it's the winter, it's in a town like here, and waiting could be a very big risk because it could be very stormy. Seasonally, it could be not that much of an opportunity to Mekadesh Levana. Says to Mr. Brew, if you go ahead and you're Saimich and the Sheet is to go ahead and go Bezrizas, as opposed to waiting, says somebody who has Zrizas, Harezim, Meshubach, there's certainly a Shvach to going ahead and seizing the moment. So you don't, again, these two components are both things which are a hider, and they should not be used in any way to jeopardize the opportunity of Mekayim Kiddush Lavana. If you can wait for those times, wait for them. If not, not. An interesting nafkamina here also as well, just the same idea, but to take it further, having said that some people wait till Zayin L'Chodesh, it can come out very often that your choice, again, you only have Zayin till Yud. If Matzei Shabbos would fall out prior to Zayin, and then again after Yud, what would you do? It seems, Mr. Bruce says clearly, and I would guess the Minigas as well, that if the only Matzei Shabbos you have is going to be after Yud, you should not wait for Matzei Shabbos, you should not wait till after Yud and then Matzei Shabbos. Rather, you should take the Matzei Shabbos before Zayin. Take it before Zion, even though normally you're meaning to wait till Zion. You shouldn't have waiting till after Zion will make you lose with the Shabbos. Mr. Ruth says you should not wait until after Zion.